Got a few minutes left now for our global hit ending the program. Today's global hit features an Iranian band that celebrates tradition while bending the rules. Right now, the Shams Ensemble is on tour in the United States. Reporter Michelle Chang caught up with the group at a sold-out show in San Francisco and sent us this report.
It sounds like a violin, but these frenetic notes come from the Persian tambour. It's an ancient three-stringed lute with a long, skinny neck. This one is played by the Shams Ensemble. Kehosora Pornazari formed the group in 1977. The band combines traditional Iranian music with tambour Sufi melodies. Here's the Shams Ensemble performing in San Francisco earlier this week. You can hear the soaring sound of a woman's voice, something you might not hear at a concert in Iran. After the 1979 Islamic Revolution, women were banned from performing solo in front of men. That includes singing or playing the tambour. So, Pornazari and his ensemble took care to avoid government attention, shunning major venues in favor of underground spots. And Pornazari found a way to get around the ban on women's voices.
Single woman should not sing, so they have to mix their voice with other voices, either women or men. So that's how they took advantage of that possibility and brought women into the stage.
The Shams Ensemble has performed in Europe, the U.S., and China. But at home, the group makes sure that women's voices don't dominate the men's. This is Neda Kaki singing a song called Robabi. She's the first woman to play tambour with the ensemble. She says it's been a pleasure performing in the U.S.
You know, it's my pleasure. You know, I cannot have this opportunity in my own country because women are not allowed to sing and to be soloist vocalist. We have to be at least three women on the stage and accompanied by two men. So your voice is covered by men. We cannot have this in Iran. So it was my first time also.
And she says, it was a little hard getting used to singing out loud.
It was somehow uncomfortable, yeah. I wasn't so much used to it, but I tried my best.
And the audience responded. Farjad Oji is an Iranian living in the San Francisco Bay Area. He says he's proud to see his culture gain momentum in the U.S.
I don't necessarily think that this will change the path of the government, but it's a step. It's a step towards seeing some changes, and it's positive.
The Shams Ensemble hopes its music can also have a positive impact. Pornazari's son, Tamoris, is one of the group's composers.
In this world that is full of war and problems, using the language of music and language of love, which is Rumi's poems, they're hoping to introduce or give to the world the word of music and word of love through their music and hope to make a difference.
In the meantime, the Shams Ensemble will continue to showcase women singing and playing the tambour. For The World, I'm Michelle Chang in San Francisco.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation. During Sudden Cardiac Awareness Month, learn more about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.